Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Thanks for being part of my day. We got some, got a lot more good stuff coming at you straight ahead. So don't go away. Whatever you do, Ken Yancey is with us. I know you're hanging around to hear him talk, aren't you? You know who Ken is. Ken is the CEO of SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, and that's an organization you've been hearing me talk about now for, well, since I've been on the air, and over 10 years. And they're a group. This is a group of volunteers who are out there in all parts of the United States, and they've been doing this now for a long time. These are people who volunteer their time to mentor small business owners, to help them get their feet on the ground or to grow or whatever they need to have done, and just sort of be a big brother for these folks. And the guy who gaggles all these guys together, all these men and women together, and tries to get them into some sort of order is our good friend Ken Yancey. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for your support.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on the good work you guys do. Do a little better job than I did of telling the audience about SCORE, please.
Sure, Jim. We're an organization of both working and retired businessmen and women that help small business owners and people that would like to start a business. Today, we're roughly 10,500 total volunteers. That represents about 300,000 years of business experience, and we're located in 389 chapters across the country, providing one-to-one counseling for anybody that's interested in talking about challenges or opportunities in their business, or if they're interested in starting. That service is free. We counsel online via email at www.score.org, and then we also offer low-cost workshops through those chapters on topics that relate to starting, growing, buying, selling, managing a business. So it's really quite a complete offer, and what makes it work, as you pointed out, was the generosity and the commitment of 10,500 business people that again have tremendous experience, and they're willing to share that.
Well, and it's all free, isn't it?
You know, it is.
As far as the counseling,
but the counseling is free.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the value is terrific. You would pay hundreds of dollars an hour for the opportunity to sit down with some of these folks, I assure you.
Right. So now SCORE is connected. Tell us, the audience, how SCORE is connected to the SBA.
Right. SCORE was actually founded by the SBA in 1964, back in the Johnson administration, part of the Great Society, Jim. And the SBA at that time was authorized to enter into an agreement with a volunteer group specifically to provide counseling and training to small businesses. And today, we remain a grantee of the Small Business Administration. We get just about half of our total funding from them on an annual basis. We're part of their appropriation. And you're very likely to find your nearest SCORE chapter co-located with the SBA if you happen to be in a city where there's an SBA district office. So we maintain a very close working relationship, and they're our biggest supporter.
But many times the SCORE offices if you want to call it an office, is not located with the SBA, because there are not SBA offices in every city, but there are SCORE volunteers in many, many more cities, and these are people who just feel a calling, don't they? They get together, they find a place to meet, they make themselves available. Now, I know another thing you do, Ken, your guys do, is they work through the Chambers of Commerce to make themselves available.
Absolutely. You know, if you're looking for your nearest chapter, some easy things to do. First, the SCORE website. Again, it's www.score.org. We've got a Find SCORE function by use of zip code. We'll provide you some maps and information and websites for local chapters. We are located with SBA in all 68 of their district offices. And after that, the most likely place to find us is co-located with your chamber. We've enjoyed an outstanding relationship with the Chambers of Commerce all over over the country, and it's a nice addition to the services and the good services that they already provide within their community, and a logical place for us to be. Also, not uncommon for us to operate in a library or in a bank or another business organization. And just like many of your listeners and many small businesses, anywhere there's Wi-Fi and a comfortable seat, you know, you're likely to find a SCORE volunteer and a client sitting down talking about how they can make better business decisions and improve what they're doing.
Absolutely. The website is S-C-O-R-E, score.org. A lot of good stuff there, folks. You can go there, click, type in your zip code, as Ken said, and find a SCORE office near you. And if there's not one near you, then you can still connect up with somebody in the next town over. 20 till. We're going to be right back with Ken Yancey. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Mr. Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. One man, one guitar.
And I so still. Oh, how
great talent. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show and the articles and the archives. The Brain Trust members, our newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. It's free, by the way. All you got to do is subscribe. Tell us, give us your email address, and that's all we need. And you can unsubscribe anytime you want. It's easier, actually, to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. We make it easy on you either way. And then, of course, our blog is there, where you can, which we update every weekday. And all the shows that we do, every show I do here every day, every weekday, is posted on our website with right after I go off the air. Of course, the live simulcast is there as well. You can always listen to that. And, of course, we have our outstanding radio stations around the country. We appreciate them very much. We always do. And then our knowledge base is askjim.biz.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. And I hope you'll check that out and use that to your advantage. Ken Yancey is our guest. He's our good friend and the leader of SCORE, Service Corps for Retired Executives. SCORE is all across the country, over 10,000 volunteers. One of the things, Ken, I've known about SCORE for decades. I mean, I knew about SCORE back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first really realized what they were doing, because I knew guys who were retired. They literally were retired executives who were now helping business owners. And I thought, what an intuitive name! What a great thing this is. Now, but here's my question for you. As you know, you and I are, you're probably almost as old as I am, Ken, and and so you and I have seen a lot of changes in the last 20 years or so, 25 or so years, and. And the marketplace is a whole lot different. It doesn't even resemble what it did when you and I were young pups coming up in it. And so the requirements for small businesses for today, for any business today, is different from the requirements of somebody who may have retired, 10 or 20 years ago. How are you keeping your advisors coming in with the 21st century perspectives?
You know, we're real fortunate to have a great core of volunteers, and as you might imagine, we add to that on an annual basis. We're recruiting, Jim, around 2,500 to 3,000 new volunteers a year, and we're finding more and more today that our volunteers are not retired. They are still active in their business, and they are looking for opportunities to give back. And so that experience level is quite current because they remain in business. Having said that, I can tell you we have some volunteers that are up in years and have been retired for some time that that are absolutely the best that we have, and the reason is that they have been continuously educating themselves and reading and staying on top of technology and staying on top of trends and the new tools that are used in business. You know, I would suggest that most of the business tenets that relate to sales and management and staying on top of the numbers and customer relations and so on, marketing, those things are very similar to the way they've been for 100 years. Having said that, the tools that you use today to accomplish those things are so vastly different than they were just 5 years ago. And so the basic tenets we stay up with, and then it's important that we stay on top of the tools. And we believe that through training and through the magic of the Internet and all of the resources that are available there, our volunteers are able to stay current and involved and relevant in the conversation with the small business client or someone that wants to get started.
You know, Ken, when I think about the mentors that I've had in my life, as you probably have, every day something that one of them said rings in my ear and is a rudder in the water, is a guide for me to fall back on. And most of those guys, those mentors, said whatever they did to me were the examples that they were to me many, many years ago, long before the Internet, some of them before there were even PCs, back when I was making a living with a Bic pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter. And my point, Ken, is some things are fundamental. They haven't changed. The ways of doing business with people, the ways of treating people, the way you think about the marketplace, some things don't change. And I'll tell you, I would think it'd be an incredible advantage for a young business owner to be able to sit down with somebody who's a little seasoned and learn some of those ways. What do you think?
You know, I think that there's such value in the experience, and even if you just want to bounce ideas off of someone and have them confirm that you're moving in a quality direction and that the decisions that you're making make fundamental business sense, it's a great opportunity to find a mentor, and SCORE is a great place for you to find that mentor if you don't happen to have one already in your network. And I also think that having someone does not have a personal stake in your success, like a family member or something like that, often they're much more objective. And so, again, you know, the SCORE opportunity is really terrific. And as I mentioned, we do have 10,500 men and women. And the good news is if you go to your SCORE chapter and you meet with somebody and it's not exactly the right fit for you, you need to let us know, and we'll find someone else that is a right fit.
Ken, you've also got some programs that you're offering to people across the country. When we come back, I want you to tell us about some of those.
Love to. Thank you.
And we'll do that right after these messages, folks. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Ken Yancey. He's the CEO of SCORE, and that's score.org.org. Stay with us. Here are the Platters to take us out.
But no one can tell.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. Isn't that The Ventures? I think that's The Ventures. Recently inducted into the Hall of Fame. Whether it is or not, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think that's The Ventures, yeah. Great music. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ken, you remember that song?
You know, I do. and I think you are right. They were inducted, and some new inductees last night, too.
Yeah, it was a great program. I stayed up and watched it. Ken Yancey, folks, he's CEO of SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives, SCORE.org. Ken, you've got some good partners that are helping you, some great corporate partners that are working with you, and they're helping you guys to deliver some interesting programs around the country. I'd like for you to tell the audience about that so they can take advantage of them.
You know, we're really fortunate to have that support. And I'll start with Open from American Express. We have been working on five what we call speed coaching events around the country with Open from American Express.
Is that like speed dating?
You know, it's exactly like speed dating. It's 30-minute sessions with a customized 30-minute session with a SCORE volunteer. And then we do, during the day, four other really appropriate workshops, including marketing on the internet and Web 2.0 issues. We've done some great financial cash flow management workshops, as well as providing some access to a few of our success stories for people to talk to. And they've been just terrific events. We've been having around between 300 and 350 businesses come to those, and we're counseling every single one of those in a single day.
Wow!
So yeah, it's really been remarkable.
Exciting. I bet it's exciting, too. I've been to those kinds of events. I remember the old matchmaking events. You and I used to attend together sometimes. The energy was just palpable, wasn't it?
Well, you know, the energy here is the same, and our goal is to allow people to test drive SCORE and test drive the services, and our internal goal has been to create raving fans, and I have to tell you that with Open from American Express's help, we've been able to do that. We're going to have an event in Chicago on March 26th and one in Dallas on April 23rd, and so we're very, very pleased.
Ken, a report within the last year by Dun & Bradstreet indicated that business obituaries have increased by 20% since I started doing my show. When I started doing my show back in 97, small businesses were failing at the rate of 50% in 5 years. Now they're failing at the rate of 50% in 4 years. There's so much information that small business owners need. So many people are able to start a small business without actually knowing how to run a small business. There's so much need out there. If they could just reach out, if they could just take a few minutes to reach out to the free resources that are available from organizations like yours, I believe we could cut into that failure rate.
I couldn't agree more. And often it's just about taking a real deep breath, recognizing that you have a challenge, and being willing to go out and make the ask. There are tremendous free resources. We're certainly one of them. And I do believe that our volunteers, along with SBDC counselors and your website and others.
And Chambers of Commerce, we've got to mention those guys. They're our friends.
And they can all make a difference in the success of your small business, all of them.
Well, that's what I love about this community, folks. If you go to SCORE, they're going to help you, but they might also help send you to somebody at the local chamber that might help a little bit more. They might, or you go to the Small Business Development Center, they may say, you know what, I know a guy at SCORE that could help you a little bit more. I mean, this is a community of people trying to help you. Find one of them and you'll find help, won't you, Ken?
Absolutely, and you know, it's not just about help with problems. Maybe you're ready to add your first employee, or maybe you're going to expand to a second location, or even consider international business. All of those things SCORE can help you with, the Small Business Development Centers can help you with. There's a myriad of resources, and you only need to pick up the phone or hop on the web to take advantage.
My very first goal in doing what we do back in 97 was to work as hard as I could to convince small business owners that it's okay to ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know,
isn't that the biggest thing that holds people back?
It is, and it's like so many other things. The most difficult thing is to recognize that you could use some help and that you don't have all the answers. And then once you reach out, the relationships grow and your business grows and it improves. It's a great thing, and we're all here because we love small business and we believe in the impact. And I'll tell you, SCORE volunteers last year helped to create 19,700 new businesses. Pretty remarkable.
Congratulations. SCORE.org, ladies and gentlemen. The leader of that group is called Ken Yancey. That's his lilting voice you've been hearing. He's our good friend. Ken, will you come back again real soon?
Jim, I'd look forward to it. Thanks for
I'm going to be in Washington Small Business Week in April. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Thanks, Ken. Good luck in the House tomorrow, by the way.
Thank you, Jim.
Testifying before the House. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.